Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. An earthquake in South Central Kansas generated reports early this morning. The United States Geological Survey recording a 3.4 magnitude quake about 2:20 a.m. centered 2 miles southeast of Cheney in western Sedgwick County. No reports of damage or injuries. Two people have been arrested in Reno County for the aggravated robbery of a Dillon store June 20th and for inflicting bodily harm on a store employee. Skylar Allen Seals and Stacy Marbot McZeagle have been charged with aggravated robbery. The two were pushing a cart out of a store with $700 worth of merchandise when a store employee who has cerebral palsy approached them to say hi. The man and woman pepper sprayed the employee and then ran out of the store with the merchandise. Suspects are jailed in Reno County. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A ridge of high pressure parked over the Central Plains is going to stay here a little while longer. We should be sunny yet again with a high 85 this afternoon. Our wind will stay light out of the northeast. It'll be clear overnight down to 62, then warm and dry on Friday afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Now, we'll likely see a line of storms form late Friday night into Saturday morning. Once they move through, a nice warm and dry weekend through Labor Day. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. The rain has stopped in Houston, but Hurricane Harvey left behind historic flooding that's still rising in some places. In other parts, people are returning home to heartbreak. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Texas with more.
Shazia Ashraf, a single mom with three kids, never expected the waters to get so high.
The waters receded, so we really want to kind of take a look, go inside, and do a little bit of an inventory, see if what's salvageable, if anything at all.
But the journey to get home, not easy. And there isn't much to salvage among her belongings.
Oh.
But she says she's determined to rebuild.
If you're planning to give to help those affected by Hurricane Harvey, don't get scammed. Michael Devine is with the Internal Revenue Service.
Anybody that calls you or emails you or tries to get a hold of you on social media and asks for donations, you probably just need to ignore those. Don't give out personal information to anybody who contacts you for that information. You be the person that reaches out. You pick the charity.
Never give or send cash for security and tax record purposes. Contribute by check or credit card or another way that provides documentation of the donation. The Secretary of the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services is promoting a plan to turn over the troubled Osawatomie State Hospital to a private company.
Secretary Tim Keck presented information in Topeka Wednesday about Correct Care Recovery Solutions' bid to rebuild and run Osawatomie, which lost federal certification in 2015. Correct Care runs mental health facilities around the country. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Keck believes Correct Care could run the hospital at a lower cost and more effectively recruit staff. The proposal includes a 210-bed hospital. The state agency would continue to operate its 60-bed acute care unit. Keck says the rebuild project is expected to cost between $100 and $175 million. He said the contract would be final near the end of the year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families is offering some employees a raise if they will give up the right to appeal disciplinary decisions, such as demotions or firings. Department Secretary Phyllis Gilmore says the agency has offered 118 workers who currently have appeal rights a 2.5% pay raise. The state's largest employees union said the offer simply makes it easier to fire workers. 20 years on from her tragic death, Princess Di is remembered.
She was simply one of a kind. the People's Princess, an iconic figure with more charisma than the rest of the entire royal family combined.
Goes straight into a Diana story.
20 years after she died in a car crash in Paris, her appeal still endures. Her untimely death generated unprecedented expressions of grief from thousands of ordinary people who felt a connection with her, some of whom have returned to Kensington Palace today to reflect. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
KNSS News Time, 8:35 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and Ted has more on 20 years from the passing
right,
of Princess Di.
It was 20 years ago today, one of the world's saddest occasions, sudden shocking death of Princess Diana, created one of music's biggest ever hits, Elton John's Candle in the Wind. It was already a song that had been around for 24 years back in 97. It was written about Marilyn Monroe, but Elton John and longtime lyricist Bernie Taupin rewrote the lyrics in honor of their friend, the late Princess Diana. Elton John performed it live at Diana's Westminster Abbey funeral, not too many days after her death, and they recorded it after for charity. It was dubbed Candle in the Wind 97. The song rocketed to the top of the charts. It's still the best-selling UK single ever.
Really?
Second only worldwide to Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Wow.
The death of Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Gave birth to that song, Candle in the Wind 97. Jamie Foxx has some more hosting duties, some news from Richard Simmons, and any new music from Sam Smith.
Welcome to Beat Shazam!
Beat Shazam has given Jamie Foxx plenty of practice as a TV host. He'll put that to good use soon, raising money for Hurricane Harvey relief.
September 12th, we have a telethon that we're doing.
That message is from his Instagram page. Foxx also donated $25,000 to the cause. Richard Simmons has reportedly lost his defamation suit against the National Enquirer. The 69-year-old fitness guru objected to a story that claimed the reason he's been absent from the public eye for years is because he's undergoing gender reassignment. Variety reports the judge has issued a tentative ruling in the case, essentially saying that being identified as transgender doesn't mean you're being defamed. Stay with me. It's been 3 years since Sam Smith's album, In the Lonely Hour. Now the British singer's broken radio silence, saying he's working on the follow-up to his Grammy-winning debut. No word on when we'll hear it, other than, quote, very, 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 very soon. I'm Christopher Watson.
30 years ago today, Michael Jackson released the album Bad. It was his follow-up to Thriller. It has gone on to sell up to 45 million copies worldwide.
Wow.
Bad was the first album to have 5 consecutive number one singles. That's a record only recently tied by Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. Here we're hearing some of the Bad songs.
Yeah.
The title track, The Way You Make Me Feel, Smooth Criminal, Dirty Diana, and Man in the Mirror. Michael Jackson's huge album, Bad, was released 30 years ago on this day. Well, get ready to have this stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Some kids from the 90s are sharing their shock on Twitter after learning that a favorite song of their youth isn't quite what they thought it was.
It started a few days ago when some guy tweeted, tongue-in-cheek, that he'd just come of age by learning Natalie Imbruglia's 1997 hit single, Torn, is actually a cover. Thousands of semi-shocked retweets followed. Got news for you, Imbruglia's Torn wasn't even the first cover. It was recorded in 1993 by Norway's Trina Rein, in 95 by the band Edna Swap, who wrote it, again in 96 by Danish pop star Liz Sorensen, and then by Imbruglia in 97. All of this, of course, was before Twitter could share your shattered illusions in an instant. Also, hate to break it to you, but Dave Grohl was in a band before Foo Fighters. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
I hate to tell you this, but this entire radio show, Steve and Ted, was stolen from a show that was done yesterday in Peoria.
You were ripping this all off.
It's all.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Hey, what's going on with Stephen King, who will be Dancing with the Stars, and some new music from U2.
That's new music from U2, The Blackout, the band dropping a surprise live version of the song ahead of their new album, Songs of Experience. Now, this isn't the official single from the album, according to their website. That one is called You're the Best Thing About Me, and it hits September 6th, along with more details on the album.
But I've never danced before.
Drew Scott, one half of the home improvement reality show Property Brothers, revealed this morning on Good Morning America as the first official contestant for season 25 of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The full cast will be revealed next Wednesday, and the new season starts September 25th. Disney is the parent company of ABC News.
The clown. Yeah, I saw him too.
Well, the film adaptation of Stephen King's It hits the screen next week, and the author's taking things to new heights of creepy. At King's home in Bangor, Maine, you can see a single red balloon in one of his windows. It's a nod to the film's killer clown villain, Pennywise. I'm Matt Wolf.
Last night on Fox, Master Chef was on, and of course, Chef Gordon Ramsay gets irritated when things don't go well. Here's Chef Ramsay critiquing Ebony and Yashasia on their dish that he was not happy with.
And what is this?
No chips and salsa.
Is it a magic trick? Shake the bag upside down. I'm sure it's going to be a white rabbit. And what is that? I mean, seriously, I've seen more appetizing diapers.
I'm sure.
Would you just do me a little favor? Say a prayer before I tuck into this. Because I have to taste this now. Thank you for my sick bag. Ah, disgusting.
Disgusting. I've seen more appetizing diapers, says Chef Ramsay.
I had a little cooking news from my daughter's house yesterday where she was cooking bacon and decided she would go into the other room and vacuum at the same time. When she came back, it was crispy, crispy burnt.
Oh, yeah, just black.
She was really upset with herself. You know, $4 worth of bacon.
And then the house smells like burnt bacon for the next 36 hours.
Mm. Yeah. It's pretty handy in the kitchen.
You go with some of the activity last night, Master Chef. And we do honor a birthday today of an entertainer.
Yeah.
Movie actor from Japan, Katsumi Tezuka.
Oh, Tezuka.
Is 105 years old today. He was in the original Godzilla movie back in the 1950s. He was one of the stunt guys that was inside the Godzilla costume.
He's a stunt guy,
and he was also a newspaper editor in that movie as well as a human.
Did a couple of things there.
Yeah, so he was some multiple casting there, and I got to looking up on this guy, and he actually played professional baseball in the Japan baseball leagues back in the 30s.
Wow,
and he's still alive.
I don't. Never heard of the guy.
He's one of these. Where have I been? In the original Godzilla, and then he was in tons of the Godzilla movies that got made after that. But he was in the original. He was one of the guys in the costume. Happy birthday to Katsumi Tezuka. He was in the original Godzilla. He's still alive. He's 105 today. Happy birthday. Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They've been serving up tasty pizza since 1969 right there at 208 South Baltimore.
They might have to do a Tezuka special today.
Why not? I'd come in there like Godzilla. Gotcha. Rampage through a pizza that got thrown down in front of me. Yeah, exactly. It's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. It's super tasty. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. More construction planned on the Kansas Turnpike near Wichita. Editor Bill Roy. The Wichita Business Journal coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.